the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Carter Evans in Orem, Utah, with new details about the arrest of Tyler Robinson, the man suspected of shooting and killing Charlie Kirk. Two federal law enforcement sources tell CBS News it was Tyler Robinson's father who saw the photo released by authorities and confronted his son. Tyler apparently admitted to being the person in the photos, and Tyler's father told him that he should turn himself in. But authorities tell us Tyler told him he would rather take his own life. At that point, Tyler's father called a youth pastor who knows Tyler and is close to the family. The pastor and Tyler's father tried to calm him down, but the pastor also serves as a court security officer. He called the U.S. Marshal's office and other law enforcement agencies. The marshals detained Tyler and kept him secure until he was taken into custody. I'm Carter Evans in Orem, Utah. Now with more CBS News, here's Christopher Cruz.
CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd tells us what's next for the investigation.
Law enforcement professionals will be combing through this individual's history, including his social media, his communications with friends and family, and his movements. The immediate priority is to ensure that there is no ongoing threat to the public.
To honor Charlie Kirk, there have been vigils and condemnations of gun violence across the country. Pastor Kevin McCall in Brooklyn.
Charlie Kirk could have been me.
An ICE agent has shot and killed a man he was trying to arrest in Franklin Park, Illinois, getting seriously injured in the process. CBS's Erica Brown has that.
Officials say authorities working in a Chicago suburb shot and killed a suspect they say tried to ram his vehicle into the arrest team, dragging an officer with a car. The officer involved is in stable condition.
He's not saying when they'll arrive, but President Trump says he's going to deploy units of the National Guard to Memphis. Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee supports the plan. Mayor Paul Young does not.
The eyes of the world are on Memphis. I want the world to know that Memphis stands together.
At a news conference today, Young acknowledged Memphis remains high on too many, quote, bad lists. A survey by a German pilots union has produced some startling results that CBS's Cooper Lawrence says gives new meaning to the term autopilot.
Of the more than 900 pilots surveyed, 93% admitted to napping during flights. 12% said they nap every time they fly. 33% said they doze off occasionally. The union noted that the survey may not be statistically representative of all pilots, but it does show a trend of overwork and fatigue issues that they call a worrying reality in the industry.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down more than one half of 1%. NASDAQ closed down about 0.5% as well. This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROLL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROLL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROLL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
An American Instagram star is under investigation in Australia.
Mike Holston goes by the Instagram handle The Real Tarzan.
Oh my gosh. Big croc.
In two videos, the muscular, bare-chested Holston grabs crocs out of a marsh in Queensland and holds them up to the camera. The videos have racked up millions of views. Australian authorities call Holston's actions extremely dangerous and illegal. The maximum penalty for interfering with the protected species is $25,000.
That was crazy.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Attorneys say they're having a tough time contacting their clients at the Immigration Detention Center known as Alligator Alcatraz in Florida. They say detainees are often transferred just before scheduled lawyer visits, denying them legal representation. And they say ICE omits detainee information from its online locator system, making it difficult for them to even find their clients. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a slight chance of a shower or storm, and a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a couple of storms around as well, highs in the mid-70s. Sunshine's back for Sunday, highs again mid-70s. It's 71 right now.
Well, since she put me down, I've been off doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Rhonda, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Rhonda, help, help.
Hits WRJN. Here we are. Welcome to the weekend, just after 6 o'clock. I'm Chris Morrow. Coming up at 6:40 tonight, we'll have pregame for high school football. It's Union Grove in Burlington with Dick Graceffa here on WRJN. 6:40 is the pregame.
Yeah. Central Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Beatles on WRJN for 98 years. You're home for local news and timeless hits. Chris Morrow, glad you're along. We've got the weekend underway. Friday night means football with high school football. Union Grove and Burlington. Pregame coming up in about half an hour at 6:40.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. Snow and rain and a bright sunshine.
Taking the line.
Taking the line.
My dog Sam eats purple flowers. They ain't got much but what we got towers. But we dig snow and rain and a bright sunshine.
Line.
I'm
Timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, it's the weekend, which means we are back with a full lineup of weekend features, including Rick Johnson tomorrow morning with his capsule countdown, 8:30 and 9:30, a rapid-fire countdown of a theme, maybe a certain era in rock and roll history. That's on Saturday morning, followed at 10 by Terry Howell, Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Sunday morning, Lou Regani has the music of the stars, and of course, high school football tonight, Brewer baseball Saturday and Sunday, all here on WRJN. Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. Feel the rhythm of Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Whether you're just starting out or a seasoned pro, their welcoming, inclusive space empowers you to move with confidence and express yourself through dance. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $37.50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're gonna have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Guys?
Hi, Columbus.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Someday.
The Penguins with Earth Angel on WRJN. Your home for local news, timeless hits, and the Spencer Davis Group.
So many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods. WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
Myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. I see you smile at me. No.
tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh, darling.
Big old smile from James Taylor on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Oh, yeah, and high school football coming up at 6:40 for the pregame.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they called her Dawn.
dream, but don't ask no questions, yeah.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose, make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Also, high school football coming up here in just a few minutes. Dick Graceffa calling the Union Grove Burlington game tonight. A pregame at 6:40, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Have a great weekend. I'll see you back Monday. Stones on WRJN.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
Girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it painted black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
You're listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
Don Dalton Stadium, it's high school football on DG Sports. Hello again, everyone. Dick Graceffa along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast and adding color analysis. Tonight it's a Southern Lakes game between the Union Grove Broncos, 3-0 overall, 1-0 in conference, versus the Burlington Demons, 3-0 overall, 1-0 in conference. The Broncos defeated Elkhorn 34-33 in overtime in a game DG Sports covered last week. The Demons defeated Wilmont Union 35-14. The Broncos are led by Quinn Schultz, who has completed 8 of 15 passes for 119 yards and 2 TDs. Leading rusher is Garrett Fletcher, who's rushed 20 times for 149 yards and 2 TDs. Their leading pass catcher is Justin Williamson, who has caught 4 passes for 73 yards. Those stats are based on only 2 games. The Demons are led by dual-threat quarterback Grant Sulik, who has completed 36 of 57 passes for 520 yards and 7 TDs. He's also rushed 27 times for 164 yards and 3 TDs. Leading rusher for the Demons is Jake Doomer, who has rushed 43 times for 215 yards and one TD. Leading pass catcher is Jackson Beeble with 13 receptions for 247 yards and three TDs. My keys to the game, as I see it, first for the Broncos, get Martinez going quickly behind their awesome line. Start putting the ball in the air, targeting their tight end Zimmerman, and they have to keep pressure on Zulik all night because of the dangerous arm. My keys to the game for the Demons, Zulik can dictate the game with both his arm and his legs. You want to get the ball to Beeble and let him sprint out there in the open. And finally, we'll have to win the battle up front with that awesome defensive line of Union Grove. And with that, I'll get ready to turn it over to Dylan Dooley, and I'll go onto the field and hopefully get a few comments from the two coaches.
Thank you, Dick. Once again, we're live here from Burlington, home of the Demons. They'll be taking on the Broncos, a team we've seen three times already this year. Well, technically this is our third time, I should say. So once again, all broadcasts this year are in remembrance of founding member of DG Sports, Peg Graceffa. We love you and we miss you, Peg. You're listening to high school football on DG Sports. Tonight on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 in Racine FM. Streaming live on dgsports.mixler.com and wrjn.com. You can also find us in the Civic Media or Mixler apps. I'd like to take a moment now to recognize some of our sponsors and patrons who make it possible for us to bring you high school athletics here on DEG Sports. These are some very special companies and individuals who share our passion for recognizing and supporting our student athletes, coaches, and communities we cover here at DEG Sports. That's DEG Sports, covering all Racine City and County schools live and subscription free on DEG Sports. We're waiting for Dick to join Coach McClellan, which it looks like he found him. So we'll be listening to his interview here from the field.
All right, joined by Craig McClellan, the head football coach of the Union Grove Broncos. Coach, this is becoming very familiar to see you at these games.
Yeah, it's nice seeing you again. It's like a weekly occurrence. I love it.
Well, let's first talk about you had to dig deep last week to stay undefeated. That's probably a good thing to have a game like that.
Yeah, it's nice to find ways to win games like that. Generally with us, we've been close in games like that, and we haven't found our way to win. Last week, it was very refreshing to see our team kind of battle through a little bit of adversity, come back and win that big game against a really, really good Elkhorn team.
Well, you got a good one tonight with the Burlington Demons. They got a quarterback. He can be a dual threat. Good arm and also can run. He's big for a quarterback.
I'll be happy when a Sulik is not a quarterback at Burlington. I feel like they've been here for the past 16 years. But, yeah, he's a hell of an athlete, great thrower, and we're going to have our hands full tonight on the back end, and we got to play a really complete game to walk out of here with a win.
All right, what are the keys to getting that win tonight?
We got to limit deep passes. We got to just make sure that those fatal shots are not there for them. We got to control the time of possession with our run game, and we got to force some turnovers for them. So,
all right, Craig, good luck tonight.
Awesome. Thanks, Dick.
So that was Coach Craig McClelland of Union Grove High School. Dick now looking for Coach Redmer. Burlington has not come out yet, so maybe a few moments while we wait for that. We'd like to remind you tonight's game is brought to you by Lings on Lathrop, Sequoia Convenience Store in Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Gordy Boucher, Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Rocky Rococo's Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford, Frank DeCristo of Keller Williams Thrive, Caledonia. Our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schonert, Tim Owens, The Trophy Shop, Mike Paczynski, Jason Treutler, Casey Robbins, Jason Atanasoff, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Racine Lutheran High School. Those are our patrons. Once again, you're listening to Dick Graceffa and Dylan Dooley streaming live. Subscription-free coverage right here on DG Sports. Tonight's game, once again, features the Broncos of Union Grove High School and the Demons of Burlington. In this varsity football contest, once again, you can listen live or hear a replay of the game anywhere, anytime at dgsports.mixler.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Dick Graceffa or on Twitter at Dick Graceffa and at DualmasterD. Coach Redmer looking to join Dick here now on the field.
Okay, joined by Chad Redmer, the head football coach for the Burlington Demons. Coach, first time out here, season going great so far.
Yeah, we're off to a good start. Obviously, conference started last week, and excited to get this conference schedule going. We got a really good opponent, Union Grove, tonight. We got to play well to win, so we'll see what happens.
Well, you got a very good quarterback. Let's start there. He likes to air it out from what I've seen.
Yeah, he's got an arm. He's also, I think he's done a way better job this year of just taking what the defense gives him to, not always forcing that deep shot. So he's made a lot of growth in the last year. It's awesome to watch.
Well, you got Doomer and Beeble also to compliment him, and that's paid dividends already this year.
That's right, yeah. Two seniors. Doomer, he runs hard. He falls forward, which is great. And then Beeble's obviously just an explosive athlete that you got to get him the ball at least 10 to 15 times a game.
So what are your keys to winning tonight?
I think any game, you got to stop the run on defense. You got to run the ball on offense. You got to obviously control the turnover margin, not turn the ball over, and then try to create some explosive plays.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, back up to Dylan in the booth.
Thanks, Dick. We'll take a quick 30-second break here. You're listening once again to high school football tonight on WRJN.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Tonight's game once again brings you the Union Grove Broncos visiting the Demons of Burlington. We are live here at the home of the Demons. Beautiful Friday night. Last week it was about 60 degrees at kickoff. Here tonight we're looking at 75 degrees, so quite the stark difference, if you will, between last week and this week. We'll see if the temperature plays any dividends into the early havoc of this one. We're looking forward to this somewhat of a rivalry matchup between these two schools, located about 15 miles apart from each other. Southern Lakes Conference matchup. So again, we're here at Burlington, home of these Demons and the home of Tony Romo, here at Tony Romo Field. Field is named after him. We are looking forward to this one much here tonight. Once again, you can follow us at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app to easily access our stream or to live chat with us when able to throughout the game. If you miss any of tonight's broadcast, or if you, your friends, or family want to listen to a broadcast at a later date, you can head to our website, dgsports.mixler.com. You can find all of our archived broadcasts right there for you. So Dick has since joined me back here in the booth. Dick, great interviews with both of the two head coaches. They're both looking forward to this one heavily here tonight.
Yeah, they are, Dylan, and thank you. Should be a good ball game. Interesting twist to start our game. The Demons won the toss, and they want the football right away. Most teams deferred, Not the Demons. They're going to get the ball first. What does that tell you?
I think they want to come out, control the pace of the game, set the tone here tonight. Both teams 3-0, both of them looking to gain any edge possible over the other team. And I think they kind of want to come out in attack mode versus come out on the defensive side to start this one.
And again, as I mentioned, talking to both coaches, you got the running of the Union Grove Broncos. You got that passing attack of the Burlington Demons. Something's going to have to give tonight. They both have pretty big offensive and defensive lines, so I don't know if I can give an edge either way.
No, I think it's about as good of a matchup as we'll have. Last week was a really good matchup there as well. As we progress through this season, we're just continuing to have good matchups, and we're looking forward to it heavily.
Well, we'll see what happens in this game tonight. The Broncos, being on the road, are in their all-white uniforms with the red numerals, white helmets. The Demons will be dressed in their home black uniforms with the orange numerals and trim and black helmets. So, Dylan, we'll do our best on those Demon players' numbers.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right until they kind of scrunch up on each other, and then that's where we may run into a problem, but definitely a stark difference between the two uniforms.
And it's interesting because when we were down there before game time, those wide receivers, they like to pull those jerseys up.
Yeah, and that's where, as referees, you jump on that early, tell them to pull them down. They can't have back plates showing, that kind of stuff. It's not only to make their jobs as referees easier, but everybody else's, where if a penalty occurs, well, the number was scrunched up because the back plate's open, well, they're not going to know who to penalize. So it's one of those things where it's just an administrative type of thing.
So talk a little bit about that back plate for our listeners. That's to protect what, the lower back on the receivers?
Yeah, more or less. In my opinion, it's somewhat decorative, if you will, but they say it's supposed to help prevent, you know, if they fall backwards, it's one extra piece of padding behind them. But more fashion, a lot of people get custom designs on them and stuff like that. So.
And again, both teams come in tonight 3-0 overall, 1-0 in conference. I think we'd have to agree the Broncos, they were tested in their first conference game. Burlington was not.
Yeah, they almost came out asleep, if you will, against Elkhorn. Elkhorn put up a lot of yards rushing on them and really gave them a wake-up call, if you will. But they rallied and were able to come out victorious, no problem, in overtime.
And again, you and I still cannot believe the end of that game with Elkhorn. I mean, running that wing tee all night, very successful, and then to throw that pass at the end.
Well, that's the thing, you know, you're running the ball successfully all night, no problem. You score on a rushing touchdown, and then once it comes to overtime, you say, well, we're going to go for a two-point conversion. Okay, cool. But you go to the air. Just a little confusing, not quite sure what it is, but it ended up costing them in that one.
And again, I think we're both in agreement that you're on the road, so you go for the two. It's just the play that was called.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with them wanting to be aggressive, wanting to get that two-point conversion. It was just the play call itself was a little confusing.
All right, we're going to pause now for our national anthem.
Thank you.
That was our national anthem performed by the Burlington High School Pep Band. So again, the toss was won by the Demons, and they elected to get the ball first. So Union Grove will get our second half kickoff, which is not typical of teams that win the toss. They typically defer, but the Demons want the ball, and as Dylan said, they feel confident to set the tone right away with the arm of Mr. Sulik. And he's a good one. 6'4", 205-pound senior. He's a load to bring down.
And speaking of good ones, we have a good veteran crew here that has done state a few times. I recognized when they were up here in the press box who they were. So hopefully we'll have a great game from them.
You know what I'll hope from that referee. So that's good. That's good to know. I like to see these good officials on these key ball. And this is a key ball game tonight. I mean, this will go a long way to see who's going to contend and or push the Lake Geneva Badgers for that Southern Lakes Conference title.
Yeah, I think whoever wins here tonight, the loser, I should say, will be competing right up there for second. I mean, that's the reality of it. All these teams, them, Elkhorn, everybody's all clumped together.
So Danielson kicks off. It's a short kick, fielded at about the 30, and comes up to about the 33. And that was Tomchek. Tomchek on the return. So let's see what Mr. Sulik can do now. Again, Grant Sulik, he's over 500 yards already for the year in passing. So they get their instructions from Coach Redmer, and then they come out. So very anxious to see what formation they line up in. WRJN in Racine. All right, typical Sulik in the gun. Wideouts to both right and the left. First one's a handoff and a nice one. And that goes to Doomer, and we're going to call his name a lot tonight.
Yeah, he's a great running back. Good receiver as well. And nice run there to gain 5 yards on that first down play.
So it'll be second and five at the Demon 43-yard line. Just underway here. 11:30 to go in our first quarter.